Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with cross-country skier Perrianne Jones, who recently competed in the Sochi Winter Games, making it her second Olympics. Perrianne, congratulations on that. That's huge.
Thank you.
So you were in the Sprint Free, the 4x5K relay, and the Team Sprint Classic. Can you talk about what the experience was like?
Yeah, the free sprint was our first race, and it's the individual sprint, and I was really looking forward to that race as well as the team sprint event, which was a week later. I was pretty happy with how things went in the individual race, but our team race was the one that we'd really been looking forward to for a year, and we had pretty high goals for that race, and we definitely didn't achieve what we had wanted. So that was, our version of Olympic heartbreak, I guess. We didn't make it into the final, and we really wanted to be in that final to battle it out with the other girls. But, we skied as fast as we possibly could, and we did what we could, which is all you can do. And, how other people ski is totally out of your control. So
you guys you came in fifth in the qualification to get to the final. Is that right?
There's two semifinals that are kind of randomly drawn, and the first one goes half an hour before the second one, and you have to be the top two teams move on automatically, and then it's the next six fastest times. And so we were the next team. We were 11th, and the top 10 teams move on. And so that was pretty tough to swallow for sure.
If you felt, what would you have done differently if you felt you guys gave it your all? Was it just the way everything happened that year and the competition that you were up against, or what would you do differently?
Yeah, I think, everything hasn't gone smoothly this year, and we did what we could with what we had for sure. And also the way that it works, like we were in the second semifinal, which on that day was maybe not an advantage because it was getting hotter and sunnier, so the conditions were getting probably a little bit slower as the sun came up and started to heat up the course. And you never really know how fast your heat is skiing compared to the other one, so you just have to go as hard as you can, and yeah.
What was it like dealing with the warmer climate? Were you guys prepared for that?
We'd been to Sochi last year, and we'd experienced that on one day that we were there last year, but the rest of them were not like that. So it was challenging for sure. Those aren't conditions that we're used to skiing in. There are photos all over the internet of people who cut off their ski suits and skied with t-shirts on and stuff like that because it was really hot, and it's tough to cross-country ski in those conditions, not only because you're way hotter than you've ever been skiing, but the snow is really slow and it's challenging to wax and stuff like that.
What was the rest of the Olympic experience like? Were you guys able to go out and explore Sochi? What was it like in the Olympic Village?
Yeah, it was great to be able to get out and really check things out a little more. I didn't have the opportunity to do that in Vancouver, so this time I was able to go down and catch a speed skating event, and I watched a hockey game, and spent some time in both the endurance village up where the biathletes and cross-country skiers were staying and down in the coastal village. So that was really cool, and it's always a really neat experience to just be in that kind of environment with all the other athletes and all the other Canadian athletes to, chat with them and see how things are going and encourage each other. And we always keep an eye on one another, but the Olympics is the only time where we're actually all in one spot.
Yeah, that must be incredible. Well, what do you think about how your sport is evolving in the Olympics compared with how other sports are progressing?
Yeah, cross-country skiing is one of the few sports in the Olympics that has been around for a really long time, and it's also a sport where there are lots and lots of countries that do it, so the number of competitors in a cross-country ski race is really high compared to some of the other sports. And the same with biathlon. So our sports are, I guess, what they would call traditional sports, and I don't think they're really you know, evolving too much in the way of events a little bit. Things are, the team sprint event was new in 2006. But for the most part, I mean, some of the events like the 50K that happens on the last day for the men and the 30K that happens the day before that, they've been around for ages and ages. And they're, you know, really traditional sports, really traditional events that have deep roots in cross-country skiing and in certain countries. So it's pretty fun to be a part of that because there are certain cultures like the Norwegian culture and even the Russians and most Scandinavians really, you know, live for that 30 and 50K on the last day of the Olympics. And that's the most important day for them, like it is for the gold medal hockey game for us.
You'd mentioned when I spoke to you for your article on Kick-Ass Canadians that you'd like to see more women in the sport. I mean, is that progressing at all?
I mean, on the world stage, there are lots of women, but I mean, even in our Canadian team, I guess this year at the Olympics, we did have 7 women, which is more than we've had in the past. Our 4-person relay wasn't, I wouldn't say we had a great result. We definitely need to work on the strength of our women's team and just bringing the level of fitness of all of us up a few notches to be able to compete with the rest of the women in the world. We're right now a very heavily sprint-dominated kind of women's team, and we really need to work on our endurance fitness to be able to compete with the rest of the women in the world there.
Well, you're in Finland right now for the World Cup. How does it feel going so quickly from Sochi to the World Cup?
Yeah, it was a 2-day travel to get here. But despite that, I and the rest of the team have been really looking forward to coming to Finland. We've been in Sochi for almost a month. So it was a great Olympic experience and really fun, but it was also nice to leave Sochi and move on and to get going with the World Cup again, back to kind of, you know, low expectations or, you know, low media pressure and stuff like that, back to our normal bubble, I guess.
Yeah.
With how the Olympics went for our whole team, we're all kind of looking forward to turning that page and trying to do better this weekend and for the rest of the season, because it's, we still have a few weekends to go here. It's not over for us after the Olympics.
The season, yeah. Well, what's next for you as a skier after this season?
After the season, I will take some time off. We always get April to kind of relax and chill out. I'm going to head to Nicaragua with a group of skiers that we've assembled over the last year and build a school with Schoolbox, which is an organization created by some folks in Almont. And then after that, I'll have to do some thinking, but I'm keen to do another year on the World Cup circuit and train for another year and keep this going. Yeah.
Great. Good for you. Well, best of luck with everything and have a great time in Nicaragua. That's wonderful work that you're doing with Schoolbox.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Amanda.